This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom. But has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton only on Netflix May 16th.
Hello and welcome to the UL Podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
I'm Jordana Abraham.
Great to have you guys back. I gotta say, Jordana, I'm sure you could agree with me. Tell me if I'm wrong. The response to this, unlike anything
it's amazing
I've ever seen.
And the listeners are amazing. They're putting us, you know, on their Instagram stories. They're DMing us about how much they enjoy it, they like it. And there are people relate to it.
And people putting it on their Instagram, Snapchat stories and their tweets and all that stuff every week. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for spreading the word. Everyone that writes in, they always say, I spread the word to all my friends. You got to keep doing that.
Right.
It doesn't just end today. You didn't do your job. This is a weekly thing. We're going to keep coming out with them as long as you keep supporting it. So keep telling a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister. Put it on your Instagram stories. Tag us, please, so I can thank you for that because I do appreciate it. So does Jordana.
I do.
And get it. Go on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. And I know sometimes here's the feedback I get on subscribing. Okay. Let me vent for a second.
Let's hear it.
A lot of people will be like, well, I only, you know, when you tell them subscribe, they go, well, I listen sometime. And I don't need to know your schedule. I don't give a fuck. I don't think that you live and breathe with this podcast. I'm saying if you want to support something that you get for free,
right?
Subscribe. It shows up on your phone for if and when. I've been on plenty of flights where I'm like, oh shit, no TVs in the seat. I hope my phone downloaded a pop. There it is.
You go.
Thank God.
Listen.
Thank you, betches, for doing that for me. So
we consider it payment.
I consider it payment, yeah.
Yes.
And we don't even have ads yet on this podcast. So you're getting
Seriously, a full hour. You don't even have to listen to us, hawking some shit.
Yeah. I'm not even talking about fucking tummy tea.
Yeah.
Okay. So
no HelloFresh over here.
No.
Unless you guys are out there, in which case we're very interested.
We will talk about anything, please. We're total shills. We need money, please. Yeah. So listen, any email you have, UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. Also, we're going to start getting some guests. So you people.
Yeah.
Get ready. To see this thing everywhere.
Seriously, everywhere. We're going to have some really good guests too. Not like some shitty guests.
No. People like you want to hear from.
Exactly.
They might rhyme with Hom Lose. Probably not. But we're going to get some big time people.
You lost me a little bit. But yeah, totally.
So
this week, yeah, it's the last episode before Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So I'm sure you guys are out there just freaking out.
We should talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
That's not even on the schedule, but I feel like, what do you think about Valentine's Day?
I've been single a lot of Valentine's days, and it's kind of just like, it's whatever day. It's like a little, bit of a more depressing day to be single, I think.
I think it's the best single day of the year.
Well, you're a guy. Yeah. As a girl, it's like, shit, this is just like I have to just hide under like under a rock for this at least.
Oh my God, I couldn't. This is what, we need to start taking negativity, turning into positivity, right?
Mm-hmm. For
Valentine's
guys,
Day, I love when girls go out together on Valentine's Day. I love when they're like, fuck it. We're single. We're happy. I think it's the easiest day to be single because there's other people out there that are single that you're like, let's just go out. Let's go to a bar. And guys will see you at the bar, you having fun on your own, and be like, I got to talk to these girls. They're fun people that don't get down on themselves for what's going on.
Yeah, that's definitely what you should do, totally.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of girls do that, too. But I'm just saying, like, at least, like, before you're out there partying,
yeah.
You're kind of like, this is like,
I think New Year's Eve is
that's
much
kind of the girl. I think that's the girl, like, daytime.
Totally.
You know, that's when she's on the salad line, she's just like, fuck.
Some asshole's wearing pink.
Exactly.
Some other shithead got flowers at the office.
Yeah. But yeah, most girls don't really give like a huge shit about Valentine's Day. They're not like so upset over it. But there is like, I would think it would be, most girls would be lying if they said there wasn't like a few moments throughout the day where you were just like, oh, fuck.
I hear that, but I'm also like, listen, this is a great night to go out.
Must be a great night to be a guy on Valentine's
Day.
Because you're
like, oh,
you know all the girls are single.
Right? You know what's going on, and I think...
And also, you don't have to pay for someone's fucking Valentine's Day dinner.
Listen, a lot of girls get dumped around this time of year.
Yeah.
And it's because...
I had a breakup around, yeah, around like...
We see holidays and birthdays as problems more than solutions. Mm-hmm. So we're like, oh shit, if I go through with this holiday, I am now deeper in this relationship. So you have a lot of breakups that happen before Thanksgiving. You have a lot of breakups that happen before New Year's, and a lot that happen before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's a guy saying, and then girls are like, you broke up with me the day before Valentine's. Yeah, so I wouldn't have to fucking be even more in on this than I already was.
Exactly.
I don't want to be down the street in the snow with no way to get home. So I think New Year's Eve is a much harder day to be single than it is.
Maybe for a guy or for both?
For both. Because mm-hmm. there's that 11:55 and everyone's getting together to like make out. And you're like, oh, shit, yeah. I just can't like be like, hey, I don't know you. Let's kiss so we don't have nobody.
Yeah. And I've
sat in more toilets during 11:59 than I want to admit.
And there's such a marker of like, oh, like this is the end of the year. How am I ending the last few moments mm-hmm. of this year?
Totally.
Like, you know,
but I think for Valentine's Day, as a guy going out and just seeing someone owning that they like their life is such a more hot, fun thing than the girl that's like in and posting on Instagram, you know, it's lit on Valentine's Day, a picture of a Halo Top ice cream, as if like anyone's not done that joke before. Right. Like, we know it's your set. You know, we know she's that you have nobody. We know you're a loser. Why don't you go out and fix it?
Ice cream's not going to eat itself.
This is how I motivate people. Listen, loser.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot to do with kind of the subject that we wanted to talk about today. And I think it's like letting the surroundings be your reality. Giving in to what a lot of girls, and I'm coming to you with this.
Okay, let's hear it.
I get a lot of messages on Instagram, friends, you know, people know that I, you know, I'm out here with an opinion.
Okay.
So they come, you know, to me and they're like, well, let me give you my two cents. Let me wrestle with the big dog.
Okay.
Okay. Papa JT. So now let me go toe to toe.
Did you name yourself that?
J Train?
Papa JT?
Well, Papa JT is an extension of the self-given nickname, which is J Train.
You're everyone's father.
I'm everyone.
I'm going to start referring as Papa.
Papa JT, okay. Please. Yeah. Not daddy, though, as we went
exactly.
over the last
Not
episode.
Or father.
Father. Yeah. So listen, a lot of girls, it's always a similar type of woman that comes to me and is telling me they're
too... It's a woman, usually.
It's always women.
Okay.
Telling me this generation, blaming the generation for where they are in their single loser life.
Right.
And, it's the generation. I got to deal with men of this generation. As if former generations didn't want to fuck. You know, right. As if their grandpapa.
Or that it was that much easier.
It was right. that much easier. It's just... Right. You know, and I hear this so much, and I get, and anytime a girl brings up, says the words, this generation, mm-hmm. I turn off. I go, that's your problem. You're the one with the issue.
Right.
It's not I don't go out in the rain and then complain that it's raining. I bring a fucking umbrella.
Right. You got to dress for the stage of millennium.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If your grandfather had dating apps, he'd be the same way. As what?
Yeah, you just have to know how to work with what you've got. You know, don't hate the game.
Don't hate the game. This is don't hate the game. But do you hear this a lot? Do you know?
I hear this a lot. I think it's funny that everyone always thinks their generation is the worst, or things going on right now are the worst, or things like that. I always think of this story that my grandmother told me about her mother back in Poland in like the shtetl, right? And she tells me this story.
Oh, this generation is that. She's also dating, and she's in a
beautiful love story of her, of my grandmother's parents, where she said her mother, her father said to her one day, "Well, you're gonna marry Hyman."
Hyman. Okay.
And she said, "I don't really want to marry Hyman. I'm not into that."
Yeah.
And he said, "Okay, well, you've got a couple choices. You can marry Hyman, or you can go to that river there and you can drown yourself." So, you know,
wow, right. Grandpapa. Yes, Grandpapa.
I always think of that story. It's a love story.
Sounds like a fun guy.
Yeah, it's a love
but
story.
But that was her reality.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And whenever people shit on modern day dating, I think, how lucky am I that yes. I'm not living in like the little Polish Jewish village.
And you know how to swim.
Yeah,
that's why I mean. But this
talk
is,
about options. I've got a dating app, right?
Yeah. Can you imagine her going to her friends and being like, "Dating today,"
right?
Oh, this generation. She's like, I gotta
marry this guy, or I gotta literally kill myself.
Kill myself. And it's like, and people today are complaining that he ghosted. You'd right? be a ghost back
exactly.
then.
Exactly. They would love that.
And it's like. But I'm just, that's such a funny story.
I love that story.
And it's true, though. Like, and nowadays, I mean, the reality today, easiest it's ever been to find someone.
Right, and you easiest could, to...
It's easiest it's ever been to find someone, hardest it's ever been to keep someone.
Mm-hmm.
But don't walk around as if you're above it with like, ugh, these men today. It always feels like this person who, like, people's, you know... Someone came to us as far as doing an interview for it. They're like, we need dating experts. And I always say to them, I'm like, I am not an expert.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just telling you.
You've got experience.
Yeah. But also at the same time, we said on this podcast, now that we're not experts.
Right.
We're just people that have watched what's going on and we're giving an opinion that's very much alike the people that you're not talking to in your everyday life.
Right.
And none of us have to see your face when we give the advice. I get a lot of these people that come to me, well, dating today, and then they give me this 7-paragraph reason for why men suck. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, but none of that was self-referential. None of that was you working on you.
I agree. And they're looking at it in the wrong way because they're only seeing the negative of it.
Sure.
I think of dating today. Yeah, like obviously every era has its own like negative shit about dating. And sure, there's a lot of swiping, maybe less commitment on other stuff. But then I think I live in an era where it's never been more socially acceptable to be single for longer in your life.
Totally.
You don't have to be like tied to another person mostly for like financial reasons or for other things. Like there's so much more freedom, and because it's okay to be single for so much longer, I think people choose better people and they get married later when they're like better people themselves.
The only I totally agree with that, and the only difference mm-hmm. today is that we have more opportunities to fail.
Yeah.
And then a lot
of that's
that,
a good thing.
And that's a good thing, but a lot of people take that as like fail, 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 fail. I'm a failure. That's not the case.
Right.
You're fine. You're just like everyone else. You're not different. You're not better. You're not worse. It's just what it is. And what you said, like going back to that, it's like the idea that the reason we're allowed more time, and I think I've thought about this a lot, our generation were the first kids of parents where it was socially acceptable to divorce.
Right.
Before our parents...
It was like a big... you were like a social pariah.
Scarlet A.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a divorcee, go watch Nick at Night. Like late night Nick at Night. The idea of a divorcee was so passe. Like you couldn't do that. And then our parents were allowed to get divorced. And they were like, I'm getting away from this fucking person.
I'm out.
I'm done. And now... We're a generation of childs of divorce. So we watched how tough that can be for our parents. And we're like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait around for the right option. Yeah. I'm not going to just go into something because I have to go into something.
And you can marry someone now because you like them. That was a foreign concept like 70 years ago.
Totally.
Right now, like you could, you know, it's not about all this like financial shit or because, you know, your parents have set you up or there's someone comes to your parlor. It's like,
yes.
If you don't fucking like someone, you don't have to be with them.
And
it's great.
And anytime,
it's a new thing.
Anytime, it's crazy. It's a new thing.
Yeah.
And anytime someone comes with that, when they start talking about this generation of dating, I just want them away from me. I want them to get away.
Well, they like.
What do you know?
It sucks the mood. You know, it's like depressing.
Yeah, and it's like it is depressing. And who wants to date that person?
Right.
The know-it-all, the one that couldn't look at themselves and go, "Well, maybe I'm a little too much. Maybe I'm."
Yeah, you got to look inside to see what's wrong with you.
Yes.
Don't blame the generation.
You suck, not the generation.
Yeah.
We go on airplanes and can be in Miami in 2.5 hours.
Exactly.
That never happened.
It's amazing.
You can put it on Instagram and have everyone be jealous of you. This is a great day.
Just 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours away from all those likes.
What a time to be alive.
Right?
Right?
I don't know if you hear this as much as I do.
I think a lot of women think that the modern dating is like skewed in men's favor.
Well,
which maybe before it wasn't, because it was like men had less choices and women maybe like,
yeah,
you know,
I think
men maybe enjoy being single for a longer period of time. And because it's socially acceptable to be single for longer,
sure,
men are maybe winning out a little bit more. And I don't think that that's necessarily inaccurate, but I think that as a woman, you can still think of all the benefits. Again, like back when it was less socially acceptable to be single, you also like couldn't really get a job, and you had to like, if it didn't work out with your husband, then like you were just fucked because he paid for all your shit.
You were done. I mean, but I think a lot of that has to do with women being, you know, putting that pressure on each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's like the last one to be married, that's the loser.
Yeah, it's a societal thing.
That's a societal thing.
I think so, men, like, don't you think men look at them like that too? In some ways?
I've never looked at it that way. I think that's an easy thing to label someone. I don't like hack labelings, you right. know, like where it's like, cause I would, even we talked about this last episode, where it's like, if I ask someone like about their past relationships and they won't talk about it, I go, well, there's something fucking off here. Right. But if they tell me about it and they're like, own it, and they're like, cool with it, like, I think that's such a more powerful, fun thing. That's someone with a personality and a standard.
Right.
You know, where, you know, but I think a lot of women, there's so much to gain out of a marriage that a man has nothing to gain. You know, like, I have nothing to gain out of a marriage.
A mother of your children.
Except for the person. I'm saying, beyond the human that I'm going to be next to and, right. and in love with and kids and all that stuff, I don't get any. I could go without a wedding my whole life. I could go without an engagement party. I could go without a ring. I could go right. without all
that
stuff.
Are you talking about, like, the contractual marriage thing? Or are you talking about, like, having a girlfriend?
There's nothing that I gain other than the girlfriend of having a girlfriend.
So you prefer to just have a girlfriend?
No, but what I mean is that if I get a girlfriend, my friends are like, you tapped out, bitch. But if you get a boyfriend,
right? We've discussed this.
But also that's even heightened with a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you get engaged to your boyfriend, it's Jordana month. You even get right. slaves.
I get just a shit ton of parties.
Parties, over, and you get yeah. seven women that service you.
Yeah, I get to pay like hundreds of thousands of dollars just for stupid shit.
Sure.
It's just like, yeah. It's
You're
great.
A princess, yeah. and I'm sitting there, the you know, the gargoyle, going along for this ride. You know, like, I once was at a bar, and this girl was celebrating her engagement. She walked around like, like the ring in the air. They were walking around like they were carrying the Super Bowl trophy. And then I looked over at the guy, and he was just sitting there like, yeah, I guess. I just spent $15,000 on that.
Yeah, I was listening to some comedian basically like, what do you think a guy is thinking right before he proposes? You know what he's thinking? Fuck it.
Yeah. It's true.
Fuck it. Why not? Let's just fucking do this.
Totally. No. So it's like, you know, yes, it's easier for men. I think it is skewed in a man's favor, but it's also like, don't blame that all on, don't blame the weather. You
right.
know, like, you know,
yeah.
you can, if you're sitting there being like, well, I have to get this boyfriend, I have to get this girlfriend, maybe you have to learn what you like.
Right. Well, I think that for a lot of girls, it sometimes tends to be like the end game. Like, you know, I've just got, they don't even think about like what it's going to be when they get there, like what the dynamic is with the other person, or if it's even really good. They just want the end.
They want to be at the goal without right. even having to work towards the goal.
Exactly. Which is like, honestly stops you from getting the goal and yeah. doesn't make it. Then once you have it, you realize it's like not as great as you thought it was going to be. Cause it's never, people who have like these like one fix, like if I just do this, my life will be like fine. Or if I just, when not really looking at everything, it's just kind of like a journey and enjoying things as they come.
And it's also what you're doing with this whole generation thing where you blame whatever the, you know, the climate is.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying to yourself, I don't have to work on anything.
Right.
I have nothing. It's not me. It's everything else.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's the rain
mm-hmm.
that got me wet. Not me not wearing a jacket.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of thing. If people just like won't, you can't like fight like, technology or, you know,
no,
like it's like a,
we're not going backwards,
right?
You know, like it's not gonna get,
yeah, you've just got to get with the times. You know what, like if you're a taxi driver, it's time to get an Uber.
Time,
like,
to be Uber.
It's,
yes,
time to get an Uber. Like you can't, you're, if not gonna, you're, if you're just sitting there shitting, yeah, on the fact that, you know, like all those towns, and we hate Uber, like,
yeah,
like we're ban Uber. It's like, no, just like get a fucking Uber. Like time, you gotta work with the system.
Get an iPhone, get an Uber.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you're a girl sitting at home being like, I am done with the apps, well, time to get better at the apps.
Yeah.
Time to get better at this shit.
You don't get to opt out.
Yeah, you don't get to opt out. And it's, you know, the complaint is hack at this point. It's, mm-hmm, just like, it's enough. No one wants to listen to it. It's, you know, this generation. What are you, the fucking sociologist? You're going to tell us what's, right, going on right now? It's like the people on Twitter that are like, be a better person. Whoa, I forgot. I had no parents, you know, to teach me.
Right. If these things didn't where there wasn't a need for these things, no one would use them. It reminds me of my same grandmother.
Sure.
She was like, she works in my mom's office, and she was like, you know, this computer, this fad.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
your grandmother had nothing but issues,
right,
growing up.
She's like, for 50 years, we did all the billing by hand. There was no problem. Now I'm, yeah, supposed to learn to use a fucking computer. Like, yeah, you are. Just get on it.
Also, a lot of this, like, where it's, I'm going to, the idea of it being skewed in men's favor is like so funny to me. Like, or just don't fuck these dudes. You know, like,
well, you're the one advocating that we give it up earlier.
I'm just saying, give it up on your own terms. Don't give up. Don't fuck on other people's terms.
Well, those are what the terms are, like self-protection, I think.
Yeah, I want girls to, I think, I don't know.
I think there's a male thing sometimes where the men are like, oh, like, sex is not a big deal. Like, just do it. But then they're also like, if you don't want to get hurt, don't fuck us. It's like, what are we supposed,
yeah,
to do? what are we supposed to do?
I mean, listen.
It's a tough spot to be in.
We talked about cum brain before.
Yeah.
I tell every guy, I'm like, go masturbate before every decision you ever make in your entire life.
Yeah, that's
whatever seemed right at first will not seem right after that's done. And it's just, that's the reality. It's like, you know, a lot of, like, the girls will be like, let's meet up. And I'll be like, hold on, I'll be in the bathroom for 10 minutes. And then it's like, we are not meeting up, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I think this, but if you're going to say it's skewed, I don't know. I just don't be sad person dating.
Right. Yeah, you've got to have a good attitude. I think that's the most attractive thing, when someone's confident and has a good attitude and it's like uplifting and exciting.
Even if you want, and we make fun of dating on this. I mean, that's the whole core,
yeah,
of this show, is to laugh at it and have a commiseration. But that doesn't mean that you have to go with a 5-minute set to every date about how shitty dating is.
Yeah.
You know, you can.
It's not that bad out there.
No.
You know, just have fun. Something fun, something good will happen if you go into it just trying to have fun.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category, like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop-down menu that follows.
Let's do some emails.
Okay, I'll read the first one. Hi, You Up team. To start off, I just recently got hooked on your podcast after a friend recommended it, and I've already told everyone I know, both single and not, to start listening.
That's because, how it works, people.
Yeah, because I really think you guys are doing a great thing by exploring these dating issues and spreading the word about how hard it can be to date these days. In this generation. Sorry that email came at a very bad time. My question.
Remember the shtetl. We should make t-shirts.
Remember the shtetl. Those are great. My question for you guys is, how do I deal with being called too picky? My friends and family have frequently told me that the reason I'm single is that I'm too picky. I work hard on my own appearance, so I acknowledge that I'm fairly selective when it comes to looks. But I don't care so much about whether a guy is objectively hot. But he should care about his health, fitness, and clothing to some extent.
Okay, lay off me.
She knows you're doing January.
Still sober.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your support, assholes who messaged me that I was making a mistake. A lot of people messaged me like, oh, you're boring this month.
Are those your friends from AA?
Yeah.
I've worked hard professionally, and I would want to date someone who is also passionate about his job or has solid career goals. I live in Manhattan. I would prefer to go on dates in the city.
I see nothing wrong with anything this girl is saying right now.
Neither have I. If this makes me too picky, is it right to dumb down my standards just in order to find a boyfriend? Will I really be happy in the long run if I start dating a guy who I'm not that attracted to or doesn't have a steady job? Do I have to take a bus to New Jersey to find someone? That's never the solution.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself. No!
It's a nightmare. It's a dating nightmare.
Do I have to take a bus to New Jersey? Oh, my God.
Dating horror movie.
I just started sweating. I don't want to... No, don't. Yeah.
I'm very happy with my life, but I've reached a point where I would like someone to share experiences with and to have around on a consistent basis. I've never had a long-term relationship in my life, as in more than 3 months. Over the past few years, I've gone on dates with guys from the apps, guys my friends have tried to set me up with, guys I met in bars, etc., but none have gone past 3 or 4 dates. Some of the times I wasn't feeling it and let things fizzle out. Other times I liked the guy and wanted things to keep going, but he ghosted me or whatever. I'm getting fed up with the app scene, and I think I've exhausted the single people my friends might be able to set me up with. I'm not sure how to go about meeting the right person, and I'd like to know if you think that lowering my selectiveness would actually help my situation. Appreciate your help. Thanks.
What do you think? I like this girl's vibe.
I like this question because I think that it's gone through a lot of girls' minds as they date.
Sure.
And they get like, you get like worn out sometimes, and you're just like, I think I understand the mental process of like, mm-hmm. of like, you know, it's a trade-off. Being single sometimes sucks. Sometimes it gets lonely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gets shitty. And sometimes you're like, maybe I should just, it's kind of like what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just date this guy who seems good enough.
I think a lot of girls try to do that too. Women in general will do the, give him another chance. Go on another right. date with him. Guys don't do that as much. Where we're like, give her another chance. Mm-hmm. I've never said that to my friends. I've never been like, oh, you gotta meet, see what she's like first. No,
yeah, I'll say that to guys. I'll say that to my brother when I'm trying to set him up.
You will?
Like, yeah, but
this girl.
Because sometimes, I mean, like, I don't know, sometimes it takes like a couple of dates to change your mind about someone. But along this line, I think that it's funny. Like, I've done this thing with my friends when I was single where we make a list, right, of all the attributes. We divided it. So it's like
this is hilarious.
Essentials and like nice but not necessary. Like nice but not completely necessary.
So what would essentials be? Live in Manhattan. So if we're going to make it specific to New York.
Sure.
Live in my city.
Right. Live in my city. And then some of her personality attributes, like maybe some girls have a height thing on there.
Okay.
Some girl, it's like not just, it's some of it's superficial. Some of it's not. Some of it's, you know, ambitious.
Sure.
Some of it's whatever. But can I tell you something about the list is that it's kind of bullshit. Like the thing that we've learned, I think, since making these lists is that it's not necessarily like if you go in with like these with that rigid mindset, you miss out on some people that you might actually like because you've never even like dated them because you're like, this is my type. This is not my type. And I'm not even going to go there. And I think most people wind up meeting someone and liking someone that like they wouldn't necessarily think is like automatically on paper the best person for them. Like on paper doesn't mean. Doesn't usually translate to like amazing in real life.
Well, this is kind of why the apps for this this girl, what I'll say about her is it seems like she has it a little bit figured out. She's like, she's kind of looking for the last piece of the puzzle for her. It is what it sounds like to me. Like if I was going to go to this email specifically, what you're saying is very true with the apps is that we go through, I think for someone like this, where she's like, I have this going on for me. I have this going on for me. I have that going on for me. I'm looking for this, this, and that, okay? The problem with the apps is that we get too far ahead of ourselves. We look at pictures of someone and we make assumptions based off of our own shit.
Right.
You see a guy in a picture with a certain type of person or with a dad or with a mom or or went to a certain school or has a certain job and you attach it to negative things. And just this is just humanly.
Right.
You attach it to those negative things that you've had in your past. So it's very easy to talk yourself out of dates. You'll even look them up and you'll be like, you'll look at the family and go, oh, this family looks awful. I don't want to be a part of this family. It's like you haven't even been on a date with them yet.
Right.
And I've done this.
It's the emotional masturbation.
Exactly. Right. And but I'm saying with the list that you guys were making out, like I could see in a dating app age where you could get ahead of yourself to not give people a chance that maybe fit your list of things.
Right. Or maybe don't have those exact attributes, but could be like, you never even know because you never, like I think a lot of people think this is my type, this is my type.
Yeah.
I used to think date like that, like this guy's my type, you know, he's got to be like a Jew from like, I don't know, like that's 6 feet tall. Or
sure.
Whatever. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, that's
called,
not how
it's
you.
It's called a unicorn.
Right. That's not how you make a connection, really. That really isn't like how you do it. I do think it's good to be selective, but it's important to be selective about the right things. And sure, if a guy doesn't have any of those things that she wants, like a
the
location,
things she listed whatever, don't seem unreasonable.
Right, but I think you could compromise on one.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like if he doesn't have any of those things, like
it should add up to 10, but doesn't have to be 13.
Right, it's not a match. But if you're saying, you know what, this guy seems great in every single way, but he lives in Hoboken, like, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding.
I'll say to this girl, I don't think she's wrong for being picky.
I don't think she's wrong either.
I think for her, she's established what we talk about a lot on this podcast, a standard. There's a butt for every seat, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to find someone, and the things you find wrong with them, you're not going to find out till too late. So if you stick to these, like if you say, hey, I want someone that's serious about their career, lives in the same city as me, and takes me and makes a plan to go on dates, those are three pretty low bars to get over.
Yeah.
That nobody should tell you to
lower your standard
from.
Yeah.
And what happens is, and what you're saying is right, like a lot of girls will be like, give him another shot. Come on. And you're like, he lives in a trash can outside. You want me to give him another shot? But you have to trust your own instincts. And a lot of families, and what I'll tell her is a lot of people's families will do what's right, will say to you what's right for them.
Right, so they makes them more comfortable to see you settle down.
This is the thing. Yeah. You might be very comfortable still looking, which it sounds like this person is. Your family is uncomfortable for you.
I don't know. It sounds like she's a little fed up a little bit. She said she has got the 3 to 4 dates. It fizzles out. She's a little frustrated.
I think she's going to find a guy. I think she should trust in the number system. I think she should trust in the butt for every seat theory.
Right. Yeah. It's a numbers game for sure.
And I think if she keeps going out, and I think what she needs to do is keep to her standard. I don't think lowering it will make her happier.
Yeah.
I don't think it will make her find a better guy or find some guy that she'll fix up. It's only going to be guys that you're going to be disappointed by. If you go out and you're going out at night and you're meeting people and you're introducing yourself and you're having fun, I think the more important thing for her is to not get stuck on haven't had a boyfriend yet.
Right. Because that depletes the confidence.
It depletes the confidence. And you should be going out with your friends. And I would go out with your friends that have significant others. Don't be afraid to go out with those people for dinner and have fun with them. Because that guy, when I go out, like if I'm out for dinner, those are the when people start opening up and being like, actually, there's this guy at work. Actually, there's this girl, you know, girl
to
that
set you up with?
To set you up with.
Right.
And she's like, I've depleted all my friends. I don't think you have.
Yeah. Sometimes you people, you have to get to like a certain conversation point to where the person like feels like it's appropriate to set you up with someone.
Yeah. And if you're out for dinner with them and you're having fun, they're going to go, they're going to start thinking.
Yeah.
And thinking about you. And they're going to be like,
constantly thinking.
Oh, but if you're having fun with them, if they're having fun with you, they're going to be like, they're
highly recommended.
They're going to go to that friend and go, I had just had dinner with them. I don't get it. I don't see what the issue is. She's hot and she's fun. And guys do that in a way where they walk away. If a guy has fun with, guys will not say a word to your face. We're not going to like counsel you through this. We're going to go on that dinner and have a good time with you no matter what, because we're going to have fun with wherever we're with. But we're going to go away and be like, don't fucking date this bitch. She sat there complaining the whole time. She has never had a boyfriend. Or we're going to walk away and go,
I've got a great girl.
This girl, right, she was fun. I don't get it. I've had guys come to me with that, where they're like, we were at a party. There's one girl specifically that I'm thinking of that my friends have been trying to fix me up with for a long time. And they're like, we went out. We had such a good time. We don't get it. She's cool.
Did you go out with her?
No. the only reason I didn't, a lot to do with what she's talking about, where I was like, there's a thing on my list that's not going to be checked off from this person. And I kind of like...
I feel like you should go out with that girl if there's one thing on the list that she can't check off. Like, I think relationships are a little bit more than, like, about, like, your stats.
If
no stats, yet none of the ones you're looking for, like, fine, you're done.
Yeah.
But, like, 6 out of 7, like, I think that's fine. You know, people can compromise. You're never going to find someone who's perfect. Everyone's going to have something that you wish was a little different.
Totally.
But I definitely don't think you should lower them. I don't think you should be like getting rid of all these standards. I would pick like four or five things that are very important to you.
Just don't get brought down by the people around you that say these things, but don't mean these things. They're not the ones that are setting you up. They're not the ones that are finding you guys and girls. Their parents being like, we're just worried about you. No, I'm fine.
Right.
I got a good job. I got a good place. I'm going to be okay. I think sometimes you can get brought down by the community. My mom, I can tell she's like, I need a friend here. And I'm like, okay. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just bring someone home to, because I'm fucking miserable with this person. So you can have a fucking... text buddy, and it's like,
I'm not dating so that you feel more at ease.
No,
like where I am in life.
Date for yourself.
Right. And the important thing to remember is that if you're like actually looking for something serious, if you're looking for a life partner.
Sure.
Like it's not supposed to be fucking easy. It's someone you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. It's supposed to be like, they're not supposed to be that easy to find. Like if that's really what you're looking for, that shouldn't be easy. If it's easy, there's like something wrong. If it's too easy, it's like you remember someone who married their high school sweetheart, and it's like you didn't put enough effort into this.
Where did you even? You just didn't want to lose,
right?
You want to be okay without being great. And most people do want to just be okay and not be great,
right? But I think if you want a really great thing, it's like it's not going to come that easily.
No.
Sometimes people just fucking hit the lottery.
There's nothing worse though, and I kind of see eye to eye with this girl where someone's like, "You got to meet this girl. You got to meet this person." Okay. You're going to take a bus three hours to the middle of nowhere. And they live in a cabin 400 yards into the woods. And then they got one eye. But listen, you're going to love
it. It works really well. One eye kills
the other eye is beautiful. And then you're like, I don't want to like take that bus. I'm like, whoa, Miss Thing, you don't have a girlfriend. You don't have a boyfriend. Standards. And it's like, yeah, I don't want to go on the bus to Nowhereville to go meet your one-eyed freak.
To meet your scraps.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you have this bottom of the barrel person who like wants another like person with a pulse to sit in a room with. Like, I'm not going to volunteer for that.
Yeah.
We talked about setups,
but there is this like people think that you're like high and mighty about who you're getting with, and it's like, no, achieve those standards. Like, it's totally fine, and it's also fine to be okay with being single and waiting for the right thing.
Yeah, Let's Being single isn't so bad. You just have to have a good attitude.
Again. This generation. Remember the shtetl.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more, and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. They also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable, and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age, and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider Jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now.
Let's do another email. Hey, guys. A few weeks ago, I emailed in. So we get a lot of emails, but we chose this because we wanted to show...
We chose this one because it was a follow-up question. He already wrote in, and we gave him some advice, which he didn't listen to, and now he's fucked himself. So this is both a warning to you to take our advice.
And also a suggestion to tell friends who need our advice.
And I also just really enjoyed this follow-up story. So we do get a lot of emails. I felt bad doing a repeat because there are a lot of you with really good questions, but I had to add this
UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. A few weeks ago, I emailed in about how long you should wait to ask a girl about relationships. And I would love to get your advice again. Your original advice sucked in the sense that it was 100% right and made me feel like shit because I realized it was way too soon to get serious given the circumstances. So we did answer. I remember this email.
Yes. He wanted to refresh your memories. This guy was dating a girl like a month.
Yeah.
And he said, should I, you know, I really like her. I want to, how early is it? Is it too soon to do the relationship talk? And we said, yes, it's 100% too soon. And
apparently he didn't listen.
Yeah.
Before I heard your responses, the girl dropped the what are we question. I figured I had liked her enough to give it a shot despite some red flags. We've been a couple for just over a month, and it just feels like things aren't clicking the way it should. Now for the true predicament. Late summer, early fall, I followed a girl on Instagram who I had a huge crush on from afar in college. That sounds hilariously creepy. From afar, like him in a bush, just staring at her.
Probably some like hot girl. Peripherally.
I didn't know her personally, but I went to a small school, knew some of her friends, saw her around all the time. After a follow back and some window tapping. Okay, so window tapping. Have I explained this here?
I think it's when you, as the guy, likes like a bunch of your pictures in a row, and then if she'll like a bunch of yours, and then you can initiate contact.
Exactly. Right. So I call it
tapping. Tap, tap.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm hard. You know,
the deep dive likes.
Yes. After a fallback, some window tapping, I mustered the balls to message her, and I say I had a huge crush on her back. This guy doesn't hold back. I had a huge crush on her back in the day, and that I would love to take her out sometime. She left me on red, so I figured I took my shot and just let it go. All right. Fine.
Yeah.
Fast forward to a few weeks ago. Months have passed, and I'm now with this other girl. A college crush girl messages me back and says she's sorry she just responded now. Was probably fucking some other dude, and it didn't work out, as I've learned from you guys. Okay.
Could be.
And to let me know if I'm ever in her city, As luck would have it, I'm planning on visiting a friend in that city soon. So I asked this girl if she wanted to meet up for drinks while I'm down there, and gotten a seemingly enthusiastic yes. I have no idea how to handle the whole situation. Do I stay with the new girlfriend and meet this girl for casual drinks just to meet her and get to know her? Or do I take the gamble and break it off with my girlfriend of a month, or like a middle schooler, to take what likely will be a long shot with college crush girl from another city? Your wisdom is now needed more than ever. What do we think?
Ugh, this guy's the worst. this is like your girl's biggest fears. Okay, yeah, both of his options are like very deeply annoying as a girl. Like, do I go and have casual drinks with this girl that I've always thought was extremely hot in another city a month after asking to date you? Yeah. Or do I break up with you like 3 weeks after I define the relationship? Like,
it's brutal.
Yeah. Okay, my advice is that he should break up with this girl regardless of the other thing, because he's just not that into it. That's clear that he's... If you're already kind of like losing steam on something and you're attracted to someone else like a month into a relationship, it's not getting much better. I have a theory that like the first year is supposed to be like the best year.
Obsessed.
It's only right. It's downhill only going... It's only going... You know, no one's like... I just wish like things were like what they were 4 years into our relationship. Sure. Like, it's the beginning that everyone likes. And if you're already kind of like over it, which it sounds like you are.
Yeah.
It's time to get out regardless of this other girl.
Here's what happened to this dude. He fucks this girl. He gets in with her. He feels like she brings up, what are we? He says, we're together. And then he's like, oh, fuck. Now I'm with this girl. And I have to keep it going. Because he even said middle school. Like, he's judged the length of time. To him, and it's interesting, because to him, it's the length of time that makes it okay. As opposed to him just being like, I should be out the minute I think it's over. You know what I mean? Right. He's worried about going to her and being like, hey, we should break up. And her going, it's only been a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little, I give it to him in that sense. It's a little embarrassing to be like, to tell everyone you have a girlfriend, and then like 3 weeks later, you're like, oh, I just,
Instagram wrote me back from this summer.
You're going to look a little stupid, but it's better than, you know, you learn from it.
This guy needs to do what a lot of guys, needs to stop doing what a lot of guys do, is that just respond to any girl that likes you.
Right.
Any girl that shows interest in you.
Girls do that too.
Any guy or girl that shows an inkling of interest in you, you're like, well, let's go on the date, and then let's fuck, and then let's see, and then we'll be together. And then it's like, oh shit, we did all that shit and I don't even want to be here.
So there's the guys who just want to have sex with you, and the guys who think they want to date you and then realize they don't?
No, there's the guys that have sex with you, feel like it's going well, and then they're like, oh shit, I'm stuck here because we had sex and that feels like a contract that I signed with this chick.
No, from his last email, if I remember correctly, okay, he was like really into it, and he was like, is it too soon to like define the relationship?
Yeah, but I think
it seemed like he was like having a good time.
I think this is like the issue with like this early phase of like hookup casualness is like, you get kind of, what sucks about lying that you're casual is that you're not casual. Is that like everyone's living in this like casual lie that you're actually together. So you just might as well say you're together to stop with all this shit, because he right now he's like, fuck, we're together, but we're more serious than the casual people. So I have to have a breakup.
With this girl now,
where they could have just been like, I don't know if I'm saying this right.
Do you think if this guy didn't have that talk with her, he would be more into her? If she wasn't his girlfriend,
no,
he'd be more.
I think he'd just be. He would feel less embarrassed about leaving it.
Well, that's why you can't define anything under 3 months.
It's too early.
It's too early. You don't even really know the person yet. You're just kind of like building a whole scenario in your
head. This guy needs to, as soon as humanly possible, he needs to stop putting fucking pussy on a pedestal. He needs to stop thinking that every girl that's into him is the best thing that ever happened to fucking God's green earth. So what he needs to do is go to this girl.
Including the Instagram girl.
Including the, this is what, yeah, exactly.
Right.
So he needs to go to this girl that he locked up for some unknown reason. Go to her and be like.
Rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake. Go up to her and just say, hey, listen, this was fun. It's just not going to be the match for me. I think we should break up. She'll go, what? I can't believe it. It's been a month. Whatever she says is just her crying herself out. Let her cry. Then you say to her, I'm gonna be on my way. You stop texting. You say, I'm sorry. I wish it was work, but it's not. Stop texting. Stop getting unfollow on everything.
Yep.
Just get away from her. Stop being around her because she thinks it's something more than it is.
I mean, what would possibly lead her to think that?
I know. Well, he's got to.
She got this crazy
he's
idea.
Get through one mistake before he gets to the next mistake.
It's like she thinks she's your girlfriend or something. I know. What a fucking
what
psycho.
An idiot. So, but I think he needs to like clean up his life as far as like everyone that likes you isn't the right one and isn't someone that you have to be in a relationship with.
You got to get to know someone.
Get to know them. Yeah. Get to know them and have fun in that get to know your phase. Mm-hmm. Then when you go down to this place, go have fun with your friend and invite this girl to friend events. Don't do fucking drinks from out of town.
Yeah. That's
like
weird.
You guys are
you
like.
You never met.
You've never
that's
met.
Weird.
You never even hung out at school. Do a casual. Live in the casualness.
Right.
Live in that and have mature, honest conversations with people. Hey, I came down. I'm going down to meet a friend. Come on out. Bring your friends. Then she comes. She brings friends and you look at her and go, what are you doing? You guys want to go to another bar? You go to another bar. Now you go to another bar. Now you go to another bar. You guys travel together. Hey, you want to come over tonight? I'm sleeping on my buddy's couch. Hey, you should come over to my place instead. Okay. You guys hook up. You make out. Maybe you touch each other's genitals. And then you say to her, hey, I'm going back home. And she goes, well, what are we going to do about this? I don't know. Come visit me sometime. We'll do the same fucking thing and we'll see what happens. Boom.
And that's how it's done.
And that's how we come.
And that's how it's done. But first and foremost, break up with your fucking girlfriend.
But be a little more casual.
Be more casual. Break up with your girlfriend because I don't believe in cheating.
Yeah, and, break up with the girl. Don't go down there under this like, well, let's see if this like fucking weird. Let's see if this next one will be the right one. It's like, well, how about the next one just be the next one?
Right. Just have a little fun if it happens. And again, don't commit to anything too early because you don't know. And you're like. Jumping the gun, and you can't really know someone after a month.
This podcast exhausts me. It makes me, because I love this show, because we're talking about some real shit, and sometimes I feel like I'm going through therapy.
Because I'm reliving like a lot of like, you ever like relive a lot of shit while we're talking about it? You're just like, oh, and then when I hear your perspective too, I'm like, so that's what he was thinking.
Yes.
Like, and now I'm reliving all my, like, these guys I've dated.
A lot of times I'll hear your perspective and I'm going, man, I feel like kind of a dick to these people. But I also like, because I've done a lot of, like, what this guy's done, I've done this. He's hookup alley-ooping right now. Have I talked about that?
No, what's up?
The hookup alley-oop is that you set up girls for when you break up with the current girl. So you're throwing yourself a pass to dunk when you're single.
Right.
So he's doing a hookup.
He's setting up, right.
So he's like set up this other hookup. Now he can dump his girl. And then when he's single, he won't be an asshole because he'll slam dunk the other girl on that trip.
I don't understand.
So an alley-oop, you know what an alley-oop is?
No.
Alley-oop is when is in basketball.
Okay.
So the guard.
Yeah, you have to explain the sports.
So let me explain to all the women that don't know what an alley-oop is. So you can Google alley-oop.
I don't even know how you would spell that.
A-L-L-E-Y-oop. So the hookup alley-oop is that. So an alley-oop is I'll take the basketball and I'll throw it up in front of the hoop and another guy comes and slams dunks it. He catches it in the air and slams it right away.
Okay.
Okay? The hookup alley-oop is you're the one passing yourself the ball. So you're in a relationship you is setting up a hookup for when single you can do it.
Okay.
So a lot of girls will like message you on Instagram or be like, or meet you on an app and you'll like not say you're in a relationship or anything. So you just go along to get along like, yeah, hey, cool. And you'll be totally cool with them. And if they ever ask you if you're in a relationship, you'll say yes. But at least you'll know that this girl, if and when, will hook up.
But what if you're super into your girlfriend? What are you responding to these girls who are DMing you? You're telling them that you're in a relationship.
Hey, I'm in a relationship. I got something else going on. I appreciate you getting in touch. That's what you should be messaging.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Unless you're a disgusting animal.
Or human. So then when you're single, you go back to these girls that have been texting you in the past and you say, hey, what are you doing tonight? They don't know a girlfriend existed. And then you hook up that night.
Wow.
Hook up alley oop. Girls or guys can use it. I am not. I'm a feminist. Let's remember that.
Shady as shit a little bit, but you know what?
But that's what he's done without even knowing it.
Yeah, he definitely, I mean.
But he might relationship alley-oop himself. He can't do that because then he's going to be in the same predicament he's already gotten himself into.
You can't just keep dating people that you don't even know. That's the real take-home.
I think I need a girlfriend after going through this whole thing. Like, I'm exhausted.
I feel like there's a lot of girls listening that'd be happy to date you despite you telling them your most like disgusting thoughts.
This is what worries me. Anyone that listens to this podcast, they've heard all this bullshit. Even people, like, I've done podcasts for a long time. Every podcast has got me in fights.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm very honest here. Mm-hmm. I've never held back from giving an opinion here. And, you know, girls hear that and they're refreshed by it, but at the same time, like, I don't know, like.
But it's kind of amazing, though, because it's like they're not going to have to do any guesswork with you. They're going to know exactly what they're getting.
But I'm still trying to get laid, too. So this is what's hurting. It's hurting my leg.
Cock-blocking yourself?
I'm cock-blocking myself for the greater good of this community. So if you're a person out there, do me at least a little bit of a favor and fucking rate, subscribe, and review this podcast.
He's giving you his soul here.
I'm not coming for you.
Right?
I'm your operative.
The sacrifices that Jared is making are just
I'm making a lot of amazing. Sacrifices.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches. And honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Let's play some games.
All right. Red flag or deal breaker? They're your second cousin once removed.
Deal breaker.
What if they're like just perfect in every other way?
Nah, it's bringing them home. And
they've already met her. They love her.
They know her.
They love her.
It's just this like, you have like, your dad is like, what? How'd you get in contact? You connect. Even if
your kids will probably be fine.
Yeah, I'm not even that far ahead. Are you doing it?
Like, if I think if
this
I...
This isn't the shtetl.
I think if... that's not a thing.
That's how they did.
That is how they operated back then.
And today, I know a couple of these...
It would be a red flag.
These black hats.
Oh, that's true.
They go cousins.
Or someone from this... And, hey, in Game of Thrones, it's like a thing, okay? It's back.
There's no way... Cousin once removed?
No. Okay, here's the thing. If I had no idea they were my cousin, I'm already dating them, and I find out there were, like, distant cousins. It's like, you know, the Roosevelts were...
No, I'm turning to Ari on Bachelor. When he found out she was 22, when he... All of a sudden, he backed up as if...
I haven't seen the fucking episode yet.
You haven't? Oh,
I'm
going to
watch. It's okay.
You got to watch.
I got to find out. Yeah.
I don't know. That's not happening for me. You got to fucking talk to people about that. Just the public shaming of it. I couldn't do. And also, like, how big a loser am I that the only one I could figure out
or cousin. It's
was,
like an,
was basically me?
In Wolf of Wall Street, you know, where he's dating his first cousin.
Yeah. That's me now. I'm that loser.
You're Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Okay. Someone told me I looked like Jonah Hill once, and I wanted
that's
to fucking
up.
Murder
You
them.
Look nothing like Jonah Hill.
Thank you. I said that so you would say that. would you go on
fishing?
A,
compliment
yeah,
fishing?
Yeah. Cut out the rod. Would you go on a second date? Okay.
Okay.
So this is the first. This everything's great on the first date, except they say their passion in life are food and travel.
It's funny because I think there are so many people who would say that. And
yeah, there's
like,
people that are listening right now yeah, that tell that
right, they're currently
profile.
Changing their profile yeah. to from
food and travel. Nobody likes that.
I think I'd go on a second date, but I would be like, I would be very unimpressed. It's just like everyone likes food and travel.
Yeah, everyone does. You know what you like? Rich people. That's what you like, yeah. And that's what you're not saying. You like being rich, yeah. Which is fine. But you like
just
nice
say that.
Food.
I'd rather go out with someone that's like, I like just like spending a shit ton of money.
Absolutely. And I expect my partner to like rich shit like me, and I'll go, thank God.
Yeah, that I would too. Definitely do the second date if they were just like, I just like expensive shit.
And then you and I, our first date would be to Hoboken just to spit on it. That's what we would do. We would go to all these second tier cities.
We'd be honest about it.
We'd be honest about it. At least be honest. That's what, the food. Isn't it interesting that all these girls that are passionate about travel also have no babies?
Single mom of three.
Doesn't care to travel. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
They don't want to go to Thailand anymore.
I always say that about like anyone with a food. You never see like someone from the hood with a fashion blog.
Sure.
Because it's easy to have good taste in food and fashion when you can pay for it. Anyone with enough money has good taste in clothes and food.
Of course. Or can pay someone to have that taste for them.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. We live in a generation. Let me get into this generation.
This is the generation.
Nobody ever. This is the generation of we all want to say we struggled. No one wants to say they had a good life. I'm the only one that had an Xbox. I'll go on the second date, but I'm going to grill them about this. They're going to either walk away laughing from that date. Or they're going to go back to their friends and be like, he wouldn't stop talking about food and how my passion for food and travel. Don't we all love food and travel? And then all our friends will agree with her and lie to her as if they weren't rolling their eyes behind her back.
Right.
And that would be the end.
Yeah. So would you go on the second date?
Yeah. Are we fucking? Yeah.
Would you marry that person?
It would
all,
take a lot.
All
I
else
don't think,
being great?
The food and travel thing, like, I just can't. You know, I probably wouldn't go on this.
What if they say their job is a social media influencer, but like straight-faced?
Straight-faced, I'm a social media influencer.
Right, like I just do things and people are influenced by them.
How many followers do they have?
35,000.
No, that's not enough for me.
That's
to
not enough. That's not enough for you to...
No, that's not enough for you to say it with a straight face.
Yeah. So we're 500,000.
That's enough where I'm like, okay, this is a
What's
job.
What's the number? 250? 200?
500's the low end.
That's the low end.
That's the low end of where I'll believe this is a career.
Okay.
Because then 500, you're getting asked to go on pitch meetings. There's some TV element. You know, there's people paying to be on your thing. There's an actual job to this. I met one of the... Would you?
Sorry?
Second date?
For a guy, no.
What is he has 2 million followers?
I can't have 2 million. No, I don't. I just wouldn't. I don't think I'd find that attractive. I don't really like taking pictures that much either. Like anyway, like I do it. Like I'm normal. I'm human. But in general, like anyone who has to like document all their shit, and that's really what you're getting into with an influencer. They're just constantly taking pictures of shit or of themselves. You're taking pictures of them. They're recording everything they're doing. It's not the life I want.
You know what's funny? You want to hear a fun... I don't know if this is a funny story, but I think it's interesting.
All right, let's hear it.
I did this like... I used to do this stuff for... I would do these segments.
Okay.
I won't get too into it because I don't want to give away this guy's name.
Okay.
Did these segments for, it was a TV thing. And I met a guy who's a food influencer. Okay. And what's interesting is like, this guy's just a guy. He's a jag.
We call it what?
A jag.
What's
just
that?
A guy.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's not.
As better, opposed to what?
Not a good looking, you know, okay. He's not better looking.
He's average.
Average dude. Mm-hmm. Any other generation, he's doing accounting for his dad's company.
Okay.
And
that's but, why this is the greatest generation.
This is the greatest. This, he got lucky mm-hmm. to figure out a way to get into this community. He has a lot of followers. So now what happens is I go on Instagram and I start checking out chicks because, yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
So I'm checking out these girls and they all have a certain look or type to them. And I'm like, you know, they'll be hot and I'm looking at them. He follows every single one of these girls. So okay. He's using his weight. He uses the account to fuck.
Okay.
And I know exactly what he's doing because every time I look at a picture, and it's funny because we kind of have the same type of chick that we keep looking at together.
Okay.
Because now I follow him, he follows me. So I see, you know, when you follow someone, you can see who they, if they follow the same person.
Right.
So now I'm going through all these girls, and every time I come across a girl, I'm like, oh, this chick's hot. He's following and liking every picture because he's using.
He's a food Instagram.
Yes. Okay. And he uses the weight of this account to be like a thing on his resume. Like it's like him showing that I'm an important person.
Right.
And he's definitely using it to fuck. Like I've like you know when you feel like you figured out the crime before it happened?
Right.
I'm watching this like
you I think he's like a predator?
It's not a predator as much as it's like I get it, dude.
Right.
I'm in the fuck town too.
I think a lot of guys would do that, right?
Yeah. Totally, but yeah. It's funny that only today can he do that.
Like, right.
Like it,
that's what happens when you like food enough. Good things happen.
Well, this guy's crushing it. And then he puts up pictures of himself that I'm like, this is way hotter. Like he like just has that fishing rod out, just like I had it out. Just looking. And it's just so funny that like this influencer thing.
Is now a thing.
Is yeah. a thing. And the guy who got it, who has this following because of, you know, breakfast items. Is now using it to his advantage to fuck a lot of chicks. it's crazy.
Good for him. He's making lemonade.
Who would have thought?
Lemonade. He's making lemonade.
I'll show you him after the show.
Great. And I think that's all we've got today.
That's our episode.
Have a great Valentine's Day, guys.
Have a fun. This is the last one before this, Valentine's Day.
Coming out February 8th.
Go out. Have fun. Enjoy it. Get together with your single friends and make it a night. I think it's a good way to meet people.
And if your boyfriend fucks up the night, you just email us and tell us the story.
Please do. UUP at Betches.com. I'm Jared Freed.
I'm Jordana Abraham.
Back next episode. Boom. Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.